Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
So, how's it going out there?
Hey, I'm all right, man. You know, looking forward to the Oscars later today, you know. I know you are as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, you know, we gotta, you know, talk, you know, the usual, sports, entertainment, everything else. You know, we're going to tip off with Knicks basketball, unfortunately. And, yes. You know, talk a little spring training, you know, because, you know, that's, you know, just started a few days ago. And, you know, just around, you know, the regular season in Major League Baseball, the long grinding season is about to start soon.
Yep.
So, you know, we're going to touch on that. And, of course, you know, as usual, we're going to talk a little sports entertainment, a little WWE, you know, what's going on, you know, as WrestleMania, the WrestleMania matches are, you know, are being set up, including a major one that's just been announced on Raw this past Monday night. And, of course, you know how it is, you know. Feel free to give us a call, make your voices heard. And with that, let us go to the Knicks. I mean,
boo.
I know the Knicks are very familiar with. it's like watching a Batista match. I mean, the Knicks, man. I mean, you know, they're horrible. I mean, they're beyond horrible. I mean, they are the poster child of what horrible basketball is.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. They basically get their game from the Washington Generals, man. I mean, they should have the Harlem Globetrotters theme song play every time you know the Knicks are playing defense. Basically, and see, you know, people scoring on people like you're playing NBA Jam or something.
Yeah, they're playing no defense at all.
My goodness, I mean, Stephen Curry was on fire. What day was that? Friday night.
Friday or Thursday, whatever it was. Yeah, Friday night, I guess.
Friday night, the Warriors came to town and beat up on the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Curry, he had a triple-double, not to mention it was like a little over a year after he scored a career-high 55 points in a losing cause versus the Knicks. But this time, he got his revenge. He scored a triple-double on the Knicks. And, of course, Knicks are on a six-game losing streak thanks to Joel Kanoa. Guess what? He had a triple-double, too, today.
Wow.
So I don't know how many times in NBA history there's two different players, at least two different players, score a triple-double on a team back-to-back. I don't know what's the record on that, but, I mean.
He really had a triple-double?
Yeah, man, he had a triple-double.
Wow.
The Knicks,
wow.
Man. I mean, and that's not even the bad news, man. Oh, by the way, I just received word that the Oscars just announced a new category. The winner, the Academy Award for the most dysfunctional, worst franchise run in sports history goes to, drum roll, please. The New York Knicks.
What? No. That can't be. No.
And here to present the award is James Dolan, Raymond Felton, J.R. Smith, and Isaiah Thomas. I don't know if you're watching it right now, man. This is the pre-game show.
Just like the previous games, I'm not watching this one.
There's a pre-game show. This is before the red carpet event. But they're going to have to clean up the red carpet, you know, after, you know, all the stench of the Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks filth.
And I think police are still looking for that masked man a few days ago who killed the Knicks in Miami. I think his name is LeBron James, but I'm not sure. You know, he was wearing a mask and a number 23 jersey for the Miami Heat, so I'm not sure.
This is how bad the Knicks season is. The Knicks season is so bad that LeBron could wear a Halloween mask and still beat the Knicks.
Yeah.
That's how bad the Knicks are doing right now.
They should have played the Halloween theme song. It's horrible. And you know how bad this Knicks season is?
How bad
is this Knicks season? This is like a 1950s comedy skit. But how bad are they? The what's his name? Ron Artest was even the most dysfunctional Knicks on the team.
Man.
That's how great. You have J.R. Smith with his shoelaces stuff and recently
mm-hmm.
taking the headband off of Vince Carter like a few days ago against the Mavericks.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And, of course, Raymond Felton. I mean, this guy had shooting walls all season, and now he's in a real serious shooting dispute because apparently according to his wife, his newlywed wife, he put a gun on her. I mean, that's just
uncalled for.
Disgraceful.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way around it.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what happened. I mean, I don't know what went down, but there's no excuse for that. I mean, that's just crazy.
Well, man, it reminds me of the Isaiah days.
Oh yeah, I mean,
right
I know. I wouldn't be surprised if he's the one that's, you know, has the puppet strings. controlling everything, man. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, man.
This is really crazy. I mean, this is worse than the Larry Brown Isaiah Thomas season.
It's up there.
At least we had a great Hall of Fame coach. I mean, Mike Woodson is a good coach, but I mean, he lost the team. The team is not listening to him at all.
Oh, yeah, no way.
He's gonna get the axe because of these guys, man.
Yeah, he's gonna be the scapegoat.
He is gonna be. I mean, it's messed up, but hey, at least you don't have to deal with this mess anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
Man, I was sad and upset that Van Gundy left, like, in, what was it, 2001?
Mm-hmm.
But now I guess he saw the writing on the wall and left.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Any chances of Van Gundy coming back are pretty much shot.
I don't think any good coach or any good GM is coming to save this team, because Dolan won't allow it to happen, because
mm-hmm.
Dolan wants to put his hands in the food. I mean, he's the owner of the restaurant, but he doesn't want to hire a five-star chef, because he feels he knows better than a five-star chef. And basically, you know, if you have a five-star chef and you have a restaurant, you know, you let the five-star chef cook what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Just get him the recipes and let him cook whatever he wants. But
yeah.
No, he got to put his hand in the food and mess up the gourmet that's supposed to be the New York Knicks. Because Knicks, if I'm not mistaken, they're like the most profitable team according to Forbes.
Yeah.
I know them and the Lakers are always the top two teams that are profitable, but as you can see, it doesn't translate, you know, to the basketball court, as you could see.
Yeah, I mean, you could say they're the most, they make the most money, and you know, because they are in the top market in New York.
Exactly.
They have one of the top players in Carmelo Anthony, but at the end of the day, they're not winning, and...
Mm-hmm.
What really matters to fans is winning. We don't care how much money the team is making or
exactly.
You know, how popular they are. You know, you're not
exactly.
doing anything on the court right now.
This isn't the Yankees. You can't. You have to spend the money rightly. You can't overspend on everybody on all these players unless they're like a superstar player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't be playing. You can't be spending superstar money or star money on bench players.
Yep.
Which is basically what the Knicks have been doing for over a decade, for the
Pretty
most
much.
Part.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Aside from a few players highlighted by Carmelo Anthony, you know, in that, you know, major trade a few years ago with Denver. I mean, it's just really sad, man. I don't know if we'll ever see a championship at this rate, because unless if Dolan sells the team.
That's what he needs to do. We've been saying that for years.
He's making too much money. He's not gonna leave, man. I just hope. I don't know. I just hope the new commissioner, Silver, who replaced Stern, could put some influence on him and make him hire a good GM. But I don't think that's happening. I don't think that's happening, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't think so too. We're stuck with Dolan.
Unfortunately, it's like. The only way we can see good Knicks game is if we go on YouTube and watch NBA on NBC, basically. The highlight of the Hewing Knicks, basically. So that's like the only time we could see good Knicks basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, with the exception of last year, of course.
Your replays of old Knicks.
Exactly. Knicks guys who are like in their 50s right now. Who could probably outplay the current Knicks team, except for Carmelo Anthony, Tim Hardaway Jr. I mean, other than that, everybody else is, you know, there's only a handful of guys who's actually playing well. I mean, there's, you know, Melo, of course. There's Tim Hardaway Jr. You know, Shumpert. You know, he had some, you know, slumps, you know, this year, but you know, he always provides that defensive presence. You know, I mean, a lot of people, I mean, they let people down. I mean, Jerry R. Smith, inconsistent. I mean, he's
mm-hmm.
been horrible shooting, all these shenanigans.
It's been a bad year for him.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think, well, we have him for three more years, I think, two or three more years.
I think
I love
so.
I count. Because didn't he just sign the contract this year, or was it the last year?
Before the season started, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was before, right, because this was off his sixth man of the year thing, gave him the contract. So, yeah, he after this year, he has, like, what, two or three more years left on this contract.
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's three more years. Because, you know, if it's the Knicks, you got to expect the worst.
Yep, unfortunately, man.
And, man, Tyson Chandler, man, I was a fan of this guy ever since he's been on the team. He hasn't been playing the defense that he hasn't been that defensive stopper that you expected him to be.
Yeah.
You know, this year.
Yeah, I mean, he had a good game. I think he had like 20-something rebounds today or something. So, he played a good game today. But he still doesn't have an offensive game. That's the thing that bugs me about Tyson Chandler. He gets most of his points off alley-oops and follow-through. And follow-up dunks, you know?
Yeah, but then again, I mean, it would be better if he was a better, you know, scorer. But then again, on this team, you know, with Carmelo Anthony, you're not going to, you know, the way how this team is playing, you're not going to get that much, you know, ball-handling abilities, you know.
Yeah.
You're not going to get, you know. And not to mention Raymond Felton, he hasn't been playing well all season long, so.
Yeah, they need to cut that guy.
I mean, for real, I mean, a lot of these guys need to go, but this is just a crazy situation.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I don't think Carmelo's going to stay here, even though we have 30 more million, you know, reasons why he should stay with us. Because we could pay him, at least 30 million more than any other team, you know, via free agency. But this team is a disaster, man. It's sad. It's really sad to say this.
Yeah, well, we've been saying it for the last few years or so.
Exactly.
So nothing new.
It isn't. It is nothing new. That's
although
the problem.
The last few seasons we were winning, but.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the playoff season streak is going to be over because the Knicks are not taking it seriously, man. I don't know how many second halves in a row that they disappear.
That's like every game.
Every game, man. They hang around until halftime, and after halftime, you know, I guess they think they're in college, and then they just go home, basically. After the second half, I mean, I think they think there's just, you know, there's one half to play. I mean, there's two quarters. I mean, well, actually, it'd just be a half. But but it's ridiculous, man. It's like basically just take the clip of what we've been saying the past year or so or years, and then just basically put that. We don't even have to show up for the show.
Yeah.
Play the tape.
I know, because it's a copycat of the same old thing.
Exactly, you know, man. It's gonna be
change.
It's like Home Alone. You know, you just take the. You remember when he was talking to the when he was talking to people on the phone, and he just plays like a tape recorder of what people say from a movie.
Right, right.
That's basically what we could just do. Tell them about the Knicks. The Knicks are horrible. Oh man, they stink, man. They're not gonna do anything. And just play this for like the next 15 years or so.
No one will ever know that this repeats.
Yeah. Yep. They're not playing any defense. But all seriousness, man, I mean, you know, all joking aside, you know, we're both diehard Knicks fans, and, you know, this is really, really, really dreadful. I mean, there's no other way of saying this.
Yeah, pretty much. There's nothing is going to change at the moment, so we're stuck with this team. Guess we got to watch them finish out this season.
Yep.
We're not making a playoff, so forget about that.
Oh yeah, that's all she wrote, man. There's no way. The fat lady has sung, man, even before the All-Star break started.
Yeah, before the season started.
Yeah, before the season started. Man. When we fired Glenn Cromwell, that's basically when the season ended. There's no business we should have hired Steve Mills. The biggest acquisition he did was hiring Isaiah Thomas to begin with years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we gave him no experience, and who has no experience being a GM, and we basically gave him this job. So basically, yeah. In all actuality, you know who's the GM?
Who?
James Dolan, because this guy is just basically going to do what Dolan tells him to do.
Yeah, that's true.
So the unofficial GM is James Dolan. And
mm-hmm.
basically, it's like Jerry Jones with the Dallas Cowboys, minus the championships.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's basically the news, this week's news on the Knicks, basically. And, yeah, let's be optimistic. You know, spring training is about to, well, actually, the spring training just started a few days ago. And the Yankees, you know, they have a new acquisition, Masahiro, your hero,
Tanaka.
He made his spring training debut yesterday, I believe, right? And he struck out, what, three men in two innings?
Yeah, he made a good first impression. He had struck out three in two innings, so looks really good so far. But, you know, then again, there's only two innings, but we'll see how he does in the spring training and as the season goes along.
Yeah, but, I mean, plus it is spring training. But it's nice, you know, he started off strong and you know, he has that good impression, and he should have a real good season, you know, because, you know, not to mention, you know, he would finish 24-0, which is, I mean, obviously the leagues are different in Japan and America. The most important thing is that, you know, he's not expected to be the ace. Well, not publicly anyway. They're penciling him in as the third starter. So, you know, public wise, you know, he's not looked to be, you know, the ace, you know, supplanting, you know, CeCe Sabathia or Kuroda from last year. So that should take a little pressure off him.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just a little bit pressure because, obviously, you know, the Yankee fans are expecting him, you know, to be, Hideo Nomo or Kuroda from last year, basically.
Yeah, hopefully, you know. It's, I mean, the guy, 24-0, I don't care what league he played. That's pretty impressive, you know.
Oh, it is, no doubt.
But if he could be just as dominant as he was in Japan, then
oh man,
we're gonna have a great year.
That's gonna be scary, man.
Mhm.
It could be like Fernando Mania in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
For all you know.
Build a statue in Monument Park for him if he wins the championship.
Right next to Matsui.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I'm definitely not talking about Kaz Matsui. That's true.
No, that's for the other team across the.
Yeah, we're making the plans on that as we speak. But all seriousness, switching gears to my team, you know, the Mets, they start spring training. Ike Davis, he hit a home run in his first game, you know. I mean, that's a good sign, but then again, you know, that's, you know, spring training, you know, hopefully, he'll bounce back because this guy definitely needs to bounce back. I mean, this guy has been rumored to be traded this entire, off season. And Lucas Duda, another guy who's battling for the first base spot, he hit a home run yesterday. So these guys are trying to claim the first base position and try to put a good impression, but, you know, it's spring training.
Yeah.
And injury news already for the Mets, I should say. Nice, he had an injury, but I don't think they believe it's serious, so he returned back to Port St. Lucie after he went to New York to have it checked out. I think it was his shoulder, because I think he was trying to compensate because he injured himself, I think, last year. I mean, he had a – if I remember correctly, I think he had a real good year last year. I think he won 13 or something. Or am I mistaken for G? But in any case, he should be back. And another guy who – another pitcher – that we expected to get hurt sometime this year, due to age, he already got hurt. You know who I'm talking about?
No, who?
Think of the pitchers that Mets have in the starting rotation. Who do you think would have most likely got injured?
Wow.
You want me to name some of the guys to refresh your memory?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's Nice, there's Colon, there's G, there's Nice? Harvey, which is, what are you saying?
Nice?
Well, Nice is hurt, but besides Nice.
Oh, besides Nice, okay.
There's, let me see.
Well, Harvey's hurt also.
Yeah, Harvey's hurt, yep. But the guy who I'm talking about is Colon, you know.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Just signed him and he injured his ankle. And, you know, that was a question mark signing, you know, even though he had three great years. And, you
right.
know, he's always been historically a very good pitcher. But the guy's 41 years old, you know, he's, you know, Babe Ruth weight, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was a question mark, even though he did have three great seasons in a row. And, you know, in his very, you know, you know, in his, you know, his very good career.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, hopefully he won't be serious and he'll come back. And another guy, you know, Mets are looking at, you know, is Montero and Syndergaard, who recently pitched, a few days ago. So those are guys to keep your eyes out for, you know, in the regular season. And Syndergaard, he's like, the Mets are expecting him to be the next Matt Harvey or Wheeler for this season. So keep an eye out for him.
Okay.
But let's shift gears to WWE. You know, the big news is that Brock Lesnar is going to fight Undertaker. The rumored match that was, you know, expected to go down at this year's WrestleMania ever since... last year or two years ago, before Brock Lesnar signed with the company.
Yep.
Because ever since that Brock Lesnar was fighting in UFC, Undertaker and him had like a stare down, and apparently those two don't get along. You know, so this should be a big WrestleMania match. Obviously, we all assume that Brock Lesnar is going to lose to Undertaker because we assume, you know, the year after that, if Undertaker goes, you know, fights one more time after this year, is going to be against John Cena or maybe Daniel Bryan, as the rumor went. He wants to face Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. Apparently, he wanted to face him at this year's WrestleMania. But, you know, obviously he's fighting Lesnar, so
yeah.
I don't know if that rumor was true or not, but should be a great match, him against Lesnar. It should be definitely a physical matchup.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good match, although, you know, a lot of people want to see, like you said, Daniel Bryan versus Undertaker or even Cena versus Undertaker, but I think this will be a good match. But, yeah, I don't see Undertaker losing. I think he's going to win.
I don't see it losing either. And, you know, Brock Lesnar is supposed to be unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, since Undertaker...
But he's lost. I mean,
exactly. He's lost to Cena. He's lost to Triple H last year's WrestleMania, so, you know,
he's
obviously...
He's only beaten CM Punk since he came back.
Yeah, I think you're right, because, yeah, I think he's only beaten CM Punk. Oh, and Big Show's match, I don't think it started. I think he just beat him up before the match started. So, yeah, basically, the only person he's defeated since he returned is CM Punk.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's about it since his return. Oh, wait, he did beat Triple H twice.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I do remember.
Right,
yeah.
Right, he beat Triple H twice, and then he did lose at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Let me see what else happened on... Oh, by the way, DDP is going to induct Jake the Snake Roberts, so congratulations.
Congrats.
You know, a great choice, you know, because DDP... You know, he was, helped Jake the Snake Roberts and Scott Hall, who's another rumored, WWE Hall of Fame, inductee, maybe this year or next year. I guess we'll find out tomorrow on Raw, you know, if they announce another entry.
Yeah.
Inductee. But any case, you know, it's a good move by WWE to induct Jake the Snake. And let's see what else happened. Shield versus Wyatt Family one more time on Raw.
That's gonna be interesting. I think Shield is gonna win this time, maybe.
I assume they're gonna win this time too. I assume so too, even though there's rumors that you know, all three members of the Shield are gonna face each other at WrestleMania and basically, you know, destroy the team. So I don't know if that does really go down. Then most likely, I would assume they would lose. They would lose again because why would they break up if they beat the Wyatt Family? But we shall see. Hopefully, the Shield will win, and you know, hopefully, if they do have to face each other, at least they'll get that win against the Wyatt Family.
It's gonna be interesting to see, and WrestleMania. I want to see what's gonna happen between the Shield if they are gonna break up, and if Roman Reigns is finally gonna become a singles wrestler.
Yeah, and Cena is gonna most likely face Bray Wyatt. Daniel Bryan, challenged Triple H for a match, but Triple H declined because Triple H feels like Daniel Bryan's beneath him. The only way this matchup would make sense to me is if Triple H loses, Daniel Bryan will be added to the triple threat. It will be added to the title match and make it a triple threat match against Batista and Randy Orton for the WWE World Heavyweight title.
Yeah.
That's the only way it makes sense to me, because if they're going to have Brock Lesnar versus Orton, not Brock Lesnar, Orton versus Batista, which both of the fans are booing. I don't know if you saw SmackDown. This week's SmackDown.
Nope, I didn't get to see it, unfortunately. Well, I saw some of it, actually. I saw part of it in the beginning.
Did you see Batista talking?
Yeah, I saw that part.
So you know Batista officially turned heel.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. He's really looked like a heel the last few weeks with him versus the fans, you know.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, the rumor is that they were gonna turn him heel after WrestleMania. But since the fans aren't hearing, they're not feeling Batista winning Royal Rumble and taking CM Punk or, you know, Daniel Bryan's spot, or even Roman Reigns' spot, WWE allowed him to turn heel quicker.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a smart move.
It is a smart move. It's a good move. They made him turn heel because obviously, it wasn't working. But WWE brought it onto themselves because they should have had Daniel Bryan in the matchup for the title.
Yep.
And the only way they can right this wrong is if Triple H, if they add in the stipulation, if Daniel Bryan wins, he goes into the triple threat match. Because if not, this is going to be worse than the Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg match where they booed out of the state, out of MSG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as you know, if you watch the show, listen to the show in the beginning, us MSG fans are very familiar with booing horrible products on the court. So, so this is gonna be worse. It's gonna be worse at the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Louisiana. So, Superdome. So, man, they gotta get Daniel Bryan in there. Inside that main event.
I think so, yeah. Now with Batista heel, that might happen.
Because they can't have two heels fighting against each other. I mean,
yeah.
That don't make any sense, but we'll see what happens, man.
Yeah, that might happen now.
I sure hope so. But let's see, what else happened? I'm trying to remember what else happened on SmackDown or Raw. I don't think anything else major happened, so... I guess with that, you have anything else you'd like to say?
Come back here, same time, Sundays, 6 p.m., Blocked Out Radio, Sports Urban Legend, and check out my show iMac on Saturdays at 11.
You heard that, folks. You heard the man. Check out his show, iMac, Saturdays, 11 p.m., and check out this show, Sports Urban Legend, with your host, William Ramo, every Sunday at 6 p.m., only on Block Talk Radio. So with my Paulie Matthew, I'm of course Leon Ramon. I'll see you guys